You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
In Parashat Mishpatim, and that is, it's related to expecting parents. So here, Chas v'Shalom, that ever would happen, but Torah Moshe is warning, if a child will physically causes pain for his father or mother, or God forbid, he would curse them. So the punishment is very severe. So which is more severe as far as physical abuse or verbal? Which is more severe?
Verbal.
No, the punishment. Which punishment is severe?
Are they the same?
No, it's not the same.
Cursing is verbal?
Yes.
And hitting is physical.
So which punishment?
The verbal one. The verbal they
had,
the other
physical
punishment is worse.
So Tatar comes and says the verbal is much severe. So another question is, why the verbal should be more severe than in physical?
It's more same as Lashon Hara. It affects other worlds. It doesn't just affect this world physically.
No, I know, but it's a one-to-one relationship, which is more painful. Which is will last, you know.
The verbal will last longer because the physical will heal, but the verbal will never heal.
Maybe not. Maybe he break his foot, Chas v'Shalom, and you know he will for the rest of his life. You know he has to walk on one foot. Ramban comes and teaches us. Ramban, Zatzal says that. Obviously, if somebody gets to that extent that physically causes pain for his parents, so obviously something bothered him, and he got aggravated, got angry, and then that's it. So now, like a few minutes later, he regrets that he commits such a thing. But verbal becomes a habit, even though that you're not angry, you just do it constantly. So Ramban explains the reason that the verbal Tatar Lushat has designated the punishment more severe because it became a habit. So now, there's an interesting delicate point here. It says in the Torah that if one hits his father or mother, Chas v'Shalom, and then there's a pause, and he says, if one kidnaps somebody and sells him, then also is a severe punishment. And then after that, it says, if one will curse his parents. So the question is asked, how come it's not right after one another? What is Gonev Ish? The kidnapping subject comes right in the middle. You follow? It doesn't say right after one another. First it says Makeish. That means physically if one hits his father. And then it says if somebody kidnaps. And then if somebody curses. What's happening here? You follow? Why there's a pause. So now here is a very powerful message that why a child, God forbid, to get he will get to this extent that he will disrespect his parents in such a way, very harsh way. What happened all of a sudden? He doesn't know these two brought him to this world. They took care of him. He doesn't know? No? Fine, but he's aware. These are the cause that he's here. They gave him life. They brought him to this world, no? So now here, the reason that there's a matter of kidnapping is inserted in the middle is that sometimes even without realizing and being aware, actually the parents, they steal something from the kids. They steal. What do they steal from him? Attention. So now what happens when the kids, they don't get the attention that he needs from the parents, and obviously from the care that the parents they have, without even really pay attention to it. So the system, the pattern that they use is very harsh. Right? Because they love their children, they want to, you know, protect them, and God forbid, they should not, you know, go in the wrong path. So they use a pattern that is not really pleasant. And the kid feels that something has been stolen from him. The love, the warmth, the attention. And then the side effect here we see that how the kids might react to their parents. So here we see an unbelievable message. First he says, Makeh Aviv. And then he says, Gonevish. And then he says, Umgadel Aviv. Why? How come you don't say that after one another? Because Rosh wants to teach us the reason that he got to the extent that he's ignoring his parents, he's not respecting his parents, and even he becomes physical, verbal. Why? Because there's something missing inside. Something is stolen from him. And that's why he has such a denial that these two, his father and mother, brought him to this Olam. They did so many things for him. At 2 o'clock a.m., they got up to give him medicine, to give him food, take him to the doctor. He just denies it to the extent that he goes all the way. And here we see a very, very important message that we have to make sure nothing is stealing, being stolen from the kids, because that's what they need. They need attention and more attention and more attention. They need to be loved and cared and watched and monitored very, very peacefully. So Hashem is like, you know, that all the children will be nachat after parents.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.